This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Rob Bitzel. I come from Surrey and I'm on an MBQ Level 2 course.
And welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Robert Sell, who has come from Surrey to do his plumbing NVQ practical course with Train for Trade Skills. Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
I'm very well. Thank you, Robert, for asking. Robert, could you just brief us on your career up to date, please, and the things you have been doing so far?
Well, I'm only 25, so I've been working in a theatre for most of my working career, doing basically general maintenance works. And that's it, really.
What's like working in a theatre, Robert? I've never thought about this before.
I'm not a very theatre-going person, so that doesn't interest me. But it's good. It's good skills to gain, like working with the team that I've worked with.
And what brought you into plumbing, Robert?
Well, I decided that I needed a proper career, so I thought plumbing, I'll give it a go, and I'm loving every minute of it.
And was there anything which inspired you to enter that route, or anybody of your family, perhaps a member of your family used to be a plumber?
No, my dad's actually a carpenter, so I did think about that in my teens, but I decided there wasn't really much call for it these days, so I thought plumbing was a better option.
That's a perfectly valid reason to change your career and to expand your arsenal of knowledge. So you found about T4TS and you came down to do your practical training in ATL Center.
I did.
How are you finding your practical training?
It's very good. I love it.
And what is so good about it?
I'm good with my hands, so I like hands-on things. So I like all the pipe bending, the soldering, and putting everything together and making it look really neat and tidy.
Robert, can you mention some of the things you have been doing so far?
As I say, we've been doing all the pipe bending, but we've also been putting in water heater cylinders, cisterns, full bathroom suites, also done some unvented water heating equipment as well, so lots of different things.
Well, that sounds great. And you said you're a hands-on person. And is there anything which you have particularly enjoyed from all those things?
Well, I like seeing all the pipes on the wall, all level, and it looking really neat. That's my thing, I'm afraid.
So being tidy and neat.
Yeah, yes. I'm a very tidy person.
I'm sure this is a quality which every plumber needs to possess. But can you think of any other quality which the ideal plumber needs to have?
Well, they definitely need to be able to learn a lot, because there's a lot of that needs to go into your brain. But, just some enthusiasm and willing to get on with the job.
And how did you manage to get all that information to do your studying from home? How did you manage to absorb the information and successfully pass into your practical training?
Well, I mean, I've never been that great at actually studying. That's why I never went to university, because I knew I wouldn't be great at it. But this seems to sink in more than something that I'm not interested in, because I like doing it.
Do you have any tips how students could do better in their training at all?
The only thing I could really say is just keep your head down, put the work in, and do it to the best of your ability.
Fantastic. And what is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified?
Well, I'd like to go and work for myself for a little bit, get my gas safe, so I can actually do installations fully by myself. And then after that, possibly going into kitchen and bathroom full renovations, as in like quality renovations. So maybe open my own business doing that.
Well, Robert, that sounds like a perfect plan for you. We wish you best of luck when that moment comes and when you set up your own successful business. Thank you very much for joining us today, Robert.
Thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.